I am deeply grateful for all that you have taught me, Savitri said. It was getting late, and in truth she was beginning to lose hope of returning home. I am resigned to living alone, and perhaps I can visit you to learn more. Is anyone ever alone? Ramana said. The forest was enfolded in purple shadows, and Savitri couldn't read the expression on his face clearly. I feel alone, she said. Often feelings aren't trustworthy, Ramana pointed out. Suddenly, there was rustling in the bushes by the side of the path. Savitri jumped back. What was that? She exclaimed, feeling the return of her anxiety. Ghosts. It's time you met them. Ramana stood still and beckoned her to keep quiet. Savitri froze in place, and a chill passed over her skin. After a moment, someone emerged from the dimness of the forest. A little girl, no more than 2 years old, toddling toward them, but not looking their way. Don't, Ramana warned, anticipating that Savitri would want to run and hold the baby. The baby crossed the path and disappeared into the woods again. Did you recognize her? Ramana asked. No, how could I? Is she lost? Savitri felt confused. At that moment, a second ghost appeared, this time a girl of 4. Savitri was dumbfounded. Do you know that one? He asked. It's me, and the baby was also me? Ramana nodded. Every former self you have left behind is a ghost. Your body is no longer the body of a child. Your thoughts, desires, fears, and hopes have changed. It would be terrible to walk around with all your dead selves holding on. Let them go. Savitri could say nothing. One by one, apparitions of herself appeared. The last ghost was the most startling, because it was like a mirror image and wearing the same shawl that Savitri had thrown on when she fled her hut. You see, even the self you had today is a ghost, said Ramana. When this last apparition had faded back into the forest, Savitri said, What do they have to teach me? That death has been with you every moment of your life, Ramana replied. You have survived thousands of deaths every day as your old thoughts, your old selves, your old emotions, and even your old identity passed away. Everyone is living in the afterlife right now. What is there to fear or doubt? But they seem so real, Savitri said. Yes, as real as dreams, said Ramana. But you are in the here and now, not in the past. Savitri had never seen herself in this way, and the sight gave her new courage. I am still determined to defeat death, for I want Satyavan in my arms again. But if Yama is victorious, I won't cling to ghosts. At least I have won that much wisdom.